In the wake of an alleged assault on the campus of Bard College at Simon's Rock in Great Barrington, Massachusetts on Friday afternoon, debate has raged over the environment for people of color at the School for Gifted Young People. The Black Student Union has issued a series of demands to college leaders, who canceled classes for the week. It all comes as law enforcement continues to investigate. In a statement, Simon's Rock said it is, quote, committed to the care, well-being, and safety of every member of our community, and that its, quote, primary responsibility remains unchanged, a focus on the well-being of our campus community. Great Barrington Police Chief William Walsh said the investigation is ongoing, and that while things might change, investigators have found no evidence of a racial component to the incident to date. Andre Santana, who graduated in 2017, has been to the campus and spent time with students at Simon's Rock this week. He spoke to WAMC about what he learned and what students are seeking.
In the week leading up to the incident on Friday, there was actually instances of graffiti on campus that used racial slurs. And after the first instance, the community got together. They brought in outside facilitators to have a community discussion. And shortly after, there was yet another instance of not only racial slurs and phrases, but also swastikas as well. And the community, again, followed up with community conversation, and actually the students put together a sort of empowerment mural over the place where the graffiti had happened. And from what I understand, someone came and punched a hole through that display as well. So there was a lot of building tension on campus in the week leading up to the incident on Friday. And insofar as I know, there was a student who was attacked on campus and hospitalized shortly after, as well as a lot of what we as alumni have been characterizing as mismanagement of the situation and ineffective response from administration. And so that has really been our emphasis, is trying to think about what steps the administration could have taken that they didn't take, but also how the culture at Simon's Rock overall surrounding race, surrounding other identities, has culminated and has been improperly supported throughout the course of the years. Unfortunately, I was on campus on Monday, and the environment reflects this lack of safety. It reflects a feeling that students aren't being advocated for unless they push the administration to advocate for them.
I want to pull on that for a minute. What is the current feeling like among the community of color at Simon's Rock based on your conversations?
Right, absolutely. So it was a mix. There were other alumni who are currently employed by Bard Annandale, who actually went to campus the day after the incidents to support students as much as possible and to help them kind of create a series of demands from the institution. And I think immediately after the incident, and still in many ways, there was a really lasting sense of fear among the students, right, insofar as the assailant is as of yet unidentified, and that there are not the kind of security measures present on campus necessary to prevent something like this from happening again. And so there was kind of possibly a sense of mistrust and a lot of fear that these kinds of issues, which, you know, typically can be talked about very abstractly, especially in the North, around race, around discomfort and safety, that those realities became very tangible and present on campus. But after the alumni arrived to facilitate a lot of the healing process with students, from what I understand, there was a really strong sense of empowerment among the students, that they felt they were being advocated for, at the very least by alumni, and that they had the strength to put together that list of demands. But overall, I think that everyone has shown a sense of bravery that's really respectable, but really is something that I wish we didn't have to ask for from these young people of color.
So you mentioned that list of demands that the Black Student Union submitted to senior leadership at the college. You also talked about, you know, more abstractly, the things that the college could have done better in its response. Can you get into that a little bit? What exactly are the demands that have been presented to the school?
Essentially, students were asking a number of things from the school regarding specific security measures, such as installing cameras in parts of campus that are often uncovered or poorly lit. There were also requests to cancel classes for the week, which the school did meet and follow through with, so that students who felt unsafe wouldn't be academically penalized for leaving campus in order to stay safe. The students are continuing to demand more mandatory cultural competency trainings for the community, which over the past, I think, 8 years, there have been three sets of student demands that have been presented to the administration, and that's been a consistent point in those demands. There's a program at Simon's Rock called ACE that incorporates event attendance, and students are demanding that cultural competency requirements be incorporated into this program as well. The students want better access to mental health care for the students of color in particular. That was an ongoing demand in previous iterations, and I believe that recently a psychiatrist or psychologist of color was hired for the campus, and I think students are requesting more in order to have better access to mental health. And I think faculty and staff participation in this process is another piece of what they're asking for. That on one hand, you have a small number of faculty of color who are doing a lot of the work of supporting these students' emotional well-being, you know, whether or not they want to, it's the position that they're being put in. And so continuing to increase the hiring of faculty and staff of color. But on the other hand, when it comes to white faculty and staff, that there's a need for them to step up to a lot of this work in places where they haven't before. I think a lot of the burden for advocating for all of these issues has been put, like I said, not only on faculty and staff of color, but also students of color as well. But that's kind of a broad swath of what was included in the demands.
There's been some conversation about coverage of this event in the local media and comments from law enforcement about the investigation not yielding evidence of a racial component to the assault that occurred. I'm interested, can you speak a little bit to that divide between how the community has interpreted that narrative and what's being said by officials?
Absolutely, yeah. So it was pretty unequivocal from the survivor that the incident was racially charged, and that in the tension of the weeks leading up to this incident, there was a lot of clear themes about what the environment on campus was. But specifically, what the article from the Berkshire Eagle did was misquote information that it presented itself. But I do have the statement from the students that I would love to read, if that's all right.
Please.
So, to the writers and editors at the Berkshire Eagle, the affinity groups of color, in collaboration with the community at Simon's Rock, demand that you issue a full retraction of your article, Police Alleged Attack on Simon's Rock Campus Not Racially Motivated. The title of this article perpetuates narratives that survivors of incidents should not be believed. We do not believe that the content of your article, in which you essentially claim that the investigation is ongoing and that there are no definite conclusions, matches the title of your article, which implies that the incident is definitely not a hate crime. This title willfully misinforms and is a gross malpractice in journalism. When people see the headline of this article, they may not read the rest of the article. They may assume the title is conclusive and complete proof that this was not a hate crime. We would also like to highlight the manners by which this article in its verbiage could create a sense of safety and comfort in the local community that may not be justified. Members of the community should not be encouraged to disregard any concern for the safety of themselves and those around them. The first quote from the article demonstrates how journalistically irresponsible the article is in conveying factual information to the public. First, you cite Chief William Walsh's claim that investigators have not discovered anything that would lead them to conclude that this was a racially motivated incident, which insinuates that the police have concluded that there is not a basis for the incidents at Simon's Rock to be considered a hate crime. This quote also indicates that information could still be acquired, but this possibility was not mentioned. The writer follows the quote with citing Berkshire State Police Detective Unit, who says, "We're talking to people, chasing down leads," which implies that the investigation has not progressed to the point where a conclusion on whether or not this is a hate crime could be, which is the antithesis of the title. For these reasons, we demand that this article be retracted in full by the Berkshire Eagle. So this was a statement that was written by the Black Student Union, the South Asian Student Union, and the International Student Club at Simon's Rock, with the support of the two alumni who I mentioned, who had been on campus over the course of the weekend.
With all this conversation swirling and this gap between the Black Student Union and other people of color on campus and authorities and, you know, the college itself, what do you think needs to happen as this investigation continues to instill a sense of safety and some kind of normalcy after this incident?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that there historically, I can't speak very specifically to the Great Barrington Police Department, but I think there historically in the United States is a precedent to say that police departments have not often taken full care and consideration when it comes to hate crimes. And even legally speaking, the structure of reporting and prosecuting hate crimes is very complicated and really has disadvantaged communities of color when it comes to seeking justice. And so for one, my personal hope is that that's taken into consideration and that all resources are exhausted in the pursuit of this investigation. Two, I think that there's a number of things that need to happen at Simon's Rock. I know that there are limitations in terms of what they can offer regarding safety, but I think that there are also a lot of actions that the administration needs to take in order to ensure that students feel a sense of trust in them. I think that, you know, when there are actual limitations in what a school can accomplish, it's possible to convey those limitations and to work with the community to understand them. But I don't think that conversation has been transparent over the course of the years. So specifically, there was a conversation among alumni, a group call on Sunday, and one of the things we discussed was having the administration do a lot of internal reflection about the kind of work that they've done regarding equity on campus. So there's a lot of documentation about incidents that students feel were not properly investigated, or incidents that students were too afraid to come forward about because they didn't feel advocated for, that there wasn't a lot of really clear consequences that they believed would come through from reporting incidents regarding racism on campus. I think that that conversation happening on campus has, like I've been repeating, been ongoing for such a long time, and it's been disheartening as an alumni and someone who's really passionate about the school as a student to see these kinds of issues continuing on campus.